morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. How is everybody this morning? Amen. Good morning and welcome to Taylor Tabernacle Live. Welcome to the Taylor family and all our friends joining through Facebook and YouTube Live. We are streaming from Philadelphia, PA, where Elder Jonathan E. Ford is our pastor. Amen. Amen. At this time, I'm going to ask everyone to stand. We're going to read the word of God, and the word will be coming from Exodus 20, verses 8 to 11. If you need a Bible, just raise your hands, and someone will get one for you. Amen. Amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. 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 It's a cloudy morning, but God is good. Hallelujah. We all woke up on the right side today. Amen. Amen. Exodus 20, verses 8 to 11. Amen. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servants, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the seventh day and made it holy. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this Sunday morning with humble hearts. We're grateful for your grace and thankful for always having mercy on us. We thank you this morning, O God, for allowing us to gather here to worship your holy name. Father God, we thank you this morning for keeping our family safe during these uncertain times. Help us, oh God, to trust you with our whole hearts and lean not into our own understandings, oh God. Father God, forgive us of our sins committed this past week and help us to have a repentant heart, oh God. Bless every person in this house, Lord, those that are on their way via YouTube Live. Father God, thank you for this beautiful woman. Thank you, God, for the beautiful woman of God. Hallelujah. Help us, God, to dwell more in your word, for that is where you patiently wait to strengthen us. Hallelujah. Thank you for calming our anxieties, Lord, our frustrations and our fears, oh God. Protect us and lead and guide us when we are not okay. Touch our hearts, oh God, to check in on each other, Lord, because that is where our strength is, Lord, in our sisters, Lord. Sometimes we just need a hug from them, oh God. Hallelujah. To break through and to receive the deliverance that you will have for us, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Help us, God, to show compassion to one another. Help us to be not be as judgmental, Lord. Hallelujah. But to be more like you, oh God. We are grateful this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. We want to give you all our praise, oh God. Hallelujah. All our glory, oh God, because you are worthy of it, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, for giving us hearts, Lord, to forgive, Lord, when we don't want to forgive, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, oh God. Thank you for the promises in your word, oh God. Hallelujah, for it anchors our souls, oh God. Father God, help us to be fierce warriors in you, oh God. Hallelujah. Help us to believe, Lord, that we have the victory in every area of our lives, oh God. Hallelujah. Even if our current situation seems hopeless, oh God. Hallelujah. We have the victory. Hallelujah. We have the victory. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. For your unconditional love for us, oh God. Hallelujah. A love that forgives us. Hallelujah. Over and over and over again, oh God. Father God, we welcome your presence in this place, oh God. Hallelujah. For you are worthy, hallelujah, of all of our praise, oh God. Thank you for filling us with your precious Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah. We are here this morning, hallelujah, with our arms lifted up, Lord, just giving you grace. I'm giving you the praise, hallelujah, for you are worthy. Hallelujah. You are worthy, hallelujah, but just because of who you are, oh God. Hallelujah. Dear God, we know, hallelujah, that you are in control. Hallelujah. In spite of the turmoil, hallelujah, around us, Lord, heal this land, oh God. I'm asking that you heal the land, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Intercede for the people, oh God, and help us to remember the less fortunate. Hallelujah. Bless every person that's here, oh God. Bless this service, hallelujah, and bless the speaker of the hour, Lord. And Lord, just bless her, oh God. Hallelujah, that she would speak what you have placed in her heart, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, and we praise you for everything that you have done for us. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, hallelujah, I am going to call on Sister Alex D. for a sermonic selection. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Taylor. Praise the Lord, Taylor. All right, just making sure we're in the house this morning. Amen. I'm going to sing an oldie but a goodie. Please join me.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a sanctuary for you. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. At this time, I would like for everyone to stand. Amen. Deaconess Barbara Williams is surely no stranger to us, oh God. She always comes with power and conviction. Amen, amen. We thank God for her calling. And without further ado, I just want everybody to just raise their hands to her and say, just God bless,
God bless
Sister Barb.
Sister Barb.
God bless,
God bless
Sister Barb.
Sister Barb.
One more time. God bless,
God bless
Sister Barb.
Sister Barb.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. Amen. Bless the Lord. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. While you're still on your feet, if you turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 through 10 this morning. Pastor, you know I told you you're assigned seat. I always tell him he makes me nervous when he sits on the front row. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 through 10. Say amen if you have it. Wait a moment if you need a minute. Amen. I'm going to be reading from the New International Version, NIV version. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. Amen. If you'll give me an extra few minutes, I want to read it from the Message Bible. I always like the Message Bible because it gives you an everyday perspective and language. Amen. If you only look at us, you might well miss the brightness. We carry this precious message around in an unadorned clay pot of ordinary lives. That's to prevent anyone from confusing God's incomparable power with us. As it is, there's not much chance of that. You know for yourselves that we are not much to look at. We've been surrounded and battered by troubles, but we're not demoralized. We're not sure what to do, but we know that God knows what to do. We've been spiritually terrorized, but God hasn't left our side. We've been thrown down, but we haven't broken. What they did to Jesus, they do to us. Trial and torture, mockery and murder. What Jesus did among them, he does in us. He lives. Our lives are at constant risk for Jesus' sake, which makes Jesus' life all the more evident in us. While we're going through the worst, you're getting in on the best. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you for this precious few moments. Lord, we ask you to come and abide with us in our hearts, Lord, to open our hearts, Lord, to shed light, to shine light in dark places, Father. Reveal your word to us in these few moments, Lord. Reveal your presence in our lives to us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your holy and your righteous name. We glorify you this morning, God, because you are God and worthy of all our praise. We thank you, Lord, for the week you've brought us through, and we thank you for the week you're yet to take us through, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We know someone is struggling this morning, Lord. Lift that burden, God, in the name of Jesus. Someone has a chain this morning, God. Break its bond, God, in the name of Jesus. Someone needs healing in this house, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Whether it be mind, body, or soul, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we come against the evil principalities of this world, God. In the name of Jesus, we know, God, you can do any and everything but fail, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You're the doctor that's never lost a case, God, in the name of Jesus. You're a lawyer in the courtroom, God. Yes, we bless your name, God. We glorify you this morning, God, because we know you're able. We know you hold us in the hollow of your hand, God. We know that you keep us, God. We know that, God, to be true, God, because we've seen it over and over again. Remind us, God, that it's not of our own power, God, but of you and you alone. Your grace and your mercy, Father, that keep us each and every day. Now, Father, expose your word to us, Lord, that it may cut to the marrow and the joint, God. Help us to proclaim your word, your name, Lord, all the days of our life. In Jesus' precious and holy and righteous name, I pray. Amen. You may be seated all over the house. Amen. Amen. I picked the wrong choice of clothes because I am so hot right now. Amen. If somebody could crack a window over here, I'd be so grateful. Thank you so much. Amen. I thought it was a little cooler than it is. This morning, I want to talk to you from the topic, buried treasure. Now, those of you who know the words of prayer, I'm asking you to pray mightily for me right now. I appreciate that air. Thank you so much. I want to talk about clay pots this morning. The Dead Sea Scrolls were found in the Kormon Caves. They were accidentally discovered by shepherds who were trying to determine the depth of a hole that a sheep had fallen into. They dropped a rock into that hole and the hole hit a clay pot. This led to further exploration and eventually an archaeological dig that uncovered the clay pots that revealed the Dead Sea Scrolls. A clay pot. Often in the Bible, we hear the term earthen vessel. That's the Greek phrase for clay pot. In ancient times, it was common practice to hide jewels and those things of value in ordinary clay pots. In these clay pots, they discovered two manuscripts. Well, they discovered a number, but during the course of that time, they discovered manuscripts called the Chester Beatty Papyri. These papyri had been hidden in these clay jars for over 2,000 years. As these treasures were encased in earthen vessels, so the indwelling of Christ lives within our earthly bodies. I want to make mention that these papyri were purchased or revealed, and we're not exactly sure how. They were found much later than the original dig, and some feel that it was found through illegitimate means or shady circumstances, if we want to call it that today, but we're not exactly sure. But when these papyri were found 2,000 years later, they were fragmented. They were tattered, but they were still a precious treasure. Originally, these precious manuscripts were held by a Jewish sect called the, and I hope I'm going to pronounce it correctly, the Essenes. And it was felt that these manuscripts or the Dead Sea Scrolls were hidden in this cave in order to protect them during the Jewish uprising or the Jewish revolt against Rome. They were hidden in this cave to protect them from being destroyed by Roman soldiers. What was priceless to this Jewish sect would have been trash to the Roman soldier. And they hid it in earthen vessels, a find of unmeasurable value 2,000 years later. You guys are looking at me really hard this morning. Is it? Oh my goodness. I found it interesting myself as I was going through it, I must admit. But yes, they were tattered, they were worn, they were fragmented, but still valued. How many remember a few years ago, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, Pastor, we all went to see the Dead Sea Scrolls? I remember walking through the exhibit, and I wasn't as far as I am in the faith now. And I remember thinking, is this it? Is this what I came to see? And I walked through it. I mean, I knew what it was, but it didn't have the meaning that it would have for me right now. It was a fragment written 2,000 years ago by man's hands, but from the unction of God. It was hidden in an earthen vessel. The word of God. You need to hold on to that. Last week, Pastor showed us the lump of unmolded clay in his hand, and he kneaded it and changed it, and we are marred and we are scarred along the way. But this earthen vessel held its shape for 2,000 years to hold on to the word of God. How profound it is that it was a shepherd that found them 2,000 years later. How profound, he threw a rock. How many rocks do we throw in our lives and we ignore whatever it is. But he decided to go investigate and see what was that noise he heard. And he found the treasure buried deep inside the earth. It's noteworthy to say that the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Dead Sea, another thing I had to investigate. The Dead Sea is called that because it contains no life. It is greater than 35% salt water, and nothing can live there. No fish, no plant, nothing can live in the Dead Sea other than a few microscopic organisms along the way. But yet, 2,000 years later, clay pots held a treasure. I want to touch on 3 points this morning, and I'm not going to be before you long, and I really mean that when I say that, unlike some ministers when they say that. Amen. The first point I want to bring out this morning is I may look ordinary, but I am made by a craftsman in a class all by himself. I'm the handiwork of God. You know you're a masterpiece because nobody else looks like you. How many millions and billions of people in the world, and not one other than maternal twins, look like one another? Each one crafted by God's handiwork. You are a masterpiece of outstanding skill. You're one of a kind. You may be battered by your circumstance. You may have been battered by your upbringing. You may be battered by your past, but you are still God's masterpiece. God doesn't care about your outside. He cares about what's inside. You may have sat in a crack house, but you still hold a treasure. You may have sat in a jail, but you still hold a treasure. You may have sold your body for money, but you still hold a treasure. An ordinary clay pot held a treasure. The second point I want to bring out this morning is be careful what you call junk. The first Corinthian letter was written as a rebuke to the church at Corinth. There was some stuff going on at the church in Corinth that just couldn't happen in the early church, and the letter was from Paul to rebuke them, to correct some things. And out of that came the second letter, when the people who were trying to correct in the church decided they wanted to mar and slander the Apostle Paul. Now you have to think back then, Apostle Paul wasn't revered like he is now. We think of the Apostle Paul. To them, he was a nut in a crackpot. He was following somebody that most people didn't believe in. This was the early church. So this second letter was his answer to those scandalous stories being spread throughout the church about him. Amen. In verse 8 is when he tells us that they are coming at us from every side. We've all been there. We all have had something happening to us more than once, all at one time, whatever it is, whether it's home, work, school, we don't know and we don't care, but we've been attacked from every side sometimes. Sometimes we sat in this church, I know, and we raised our hand, hallelujah, and gone home to hell. I can stand here before you and tell you, I've sat in this church and gone home and wanted to take my own life. And it wasn't that long ago. I'm not talking about 10 years ago when I walked, well, more than that, 20 years ago when I walked in the door. I'm talking about post-pandemic. That I sat in this church and would say hallelujah and went home and wanted to die. Because it was just that hard, just that bad, and just that tough to me. That's what this world is facing now. That's the fight we're in right now. We have to remember that we are clay pots, but we hold a treasure. I had to dig deep to find that treasure again.
I let the world put that light out for me. I had to fight to get that treasure back, to dig to find that treasure. That's what we have to do daily. That's why Pastor tells us each and every day, read your Bible, pray. That connects to that light. We used to, the old people used to call it the light that never goes dim. His light never goes dim, but our light has to connect to his light. And if you let that light go out, you feel the attack on every side. Amen. Amen. I still say it is difficult when Pastor is sitting in the front row. But nonetheless, we're going to move on forward. It doesn't help. It doesn't help. It's all right. It's okay. It's all right. How about it? I love that I can joke with my pastor in that way. Amen. Amen. We have a good shepherd here in this house. Amen. We can get a good laugh going with him at any time, and he is always ready and available to us. But back to the word, we need to get those, we need to reconnect that light to God. We are all precious in God's sight. Marvelous works of God. Don't write off a junkie. Because that junkie may be your pastor next year. God can do anything. Don't write off the prostitute. That clay pot still holds a treasure. We don't know what he or she went through to be where they are today. It's quite possible that had the Essenes not hidden those scrolls would have been destroyed from mankind. We would have never seen those scriptures, those passages, those books of the Bible that were revealed. And just as a sidebar, in case you didn't know it, the Bible as we read it today is not the entire content of God's word. There are books of the Bible that are not included in what we read in the King James Version. And they were all included in these scrolls. That's your homework for the week. I give homework. I sure do. You can tell I wanted to be a teacher. But we're quick to throw rocks as that shepherd did, but the shepherd investigated. How often do we investigate in our fellow man? How often do we drive by someone standing begging for food and think, oh, not again? Every now and again, maybe we'll buy a sandwich, but how often do we stop and talk to that person? Because sometimes you may be the only decent, kind word they have all day. As God's light in this world, it is our job. It is our job to shine that light. This clay pot is supposed to shine the light of God's love throughout the world. We're his example in this earth. The shepherd threw the rock. I still say it is so profound that he used the shepherd to throw the rock to find the sheep, to reveal the word to find his lost sheep. It's so profound. Pastor, maybe we can preach on that another time. Amen. Amen. This morning, I just want you to realize what a priceless treasure you hold inside your clay pot, inside this earthen vessel. You hold the light of the world inside of you. And it is your job, it is our job as Christians, it is our job as followers of Jesus Christ to shine that light in dark places in this world. That's our job. You are God's masterpiece. You are designed by God's own hand. Every eye, every nose, every dimple designed by God. You are a priceless treasure to God. Don't give up on that battered woman. You may think she's stupid because she stayed. But she can open her mouth one day and sing the most beautiful song to God's glory. Don't give up on that disobedient child. That may be your pastor tomorrow. Psalms 139, 14, and 15. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. I know that full well because I've tried him and I know it. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. He knew each and every one of us before we were ever created. He knew your beginning and he knew your end. We live our life by choices. We were born in sin, but he loved us still. He put a special treasure inside of us. He put a light inside of you. We as believers can see the light, but those in the dark cannot see that light. And it's our job to expose that love to them. That's why we're here. He called you. You didn't call him. He chose you from the foundation of the earth. He called you out of darkness. You did not choose me, but I chose you, appointed you that you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. And this is my commandment, love each other. That's the hardest thing for us to realize, to love each other. It's easy for me to love Sister Helena because she and I walk in a like life. But can I love my fellow man that doesn't walk in the life with me? Can I still show God's love to the one on the street? Can I still show my love to that coworker who is just, we all got them? Okay, never mind. Thank you. Amen. Amen. But that's our job. There you go. The fact that we all have that in common, can we still show God's love in those places? Can we still say that we are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ? Can we show what a masterpiece he created in us? Can we show the light he created in this earthen vessel to shine into a dark world? This morning, I simply want you to remember you are his masterpiece, created by his hand for his special and good work. He loves you. He created you. He is here for you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You know why? His word told me it wouldn't. And he said heaven and earth would pass away before my word. Take home with you this week, you are God's masterpiece. Amen.
Short and sweet, right? Amen. Amen. We thank you for that word, Barb. Hallelujah, that we are buried treasures in God, and we are God's masterpieces. Amen. Amen. And we are to protect our treasure. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to transition to offering. But before we do that, I just want the women to just point at yourself and just say, I am enough. I am enough. Hallelujah. Because sometimes, you know, we just get so burdened down with life. Hallelujah. And we just need that reminder sometimes that we are enough and that we are beautiful creatures in God. Amen. Amen. So Sister Cassie, she's going to come at this time. For the offering, and following her will be Isabella. Isabella will do the announcements, okay?
Good morning, Taylor. At this time, we will be gathering to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of four ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, or also by using the U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139. Venmo at Taylor/Tabernacle/6309-Tabernacle-6309. For those gathered with us in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets next to the side ramp door, one for your tithes and offerings and one for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the basket as you exit the sanctuary. Pastors, Cash App or Venmo, you can Cash App Pastor at $Pastor Jonathan Ford and Venmo at Jonathan-Ford-25. As always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry. Have a blessed day.
Isabella.
The pastor and leadership team would like to thank you for joining us this Sunday. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live so that you may continue to join us in worship from your home. Remember to subscribe right there on the YouTube page or follow us on Facebook at Taylor Tabernacle so that you are informed and up to date with all of our upcoming gatherings and dates. If you are not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email and we will add you to the list. Thank you. Pastor is calling all YLE members together for a youth choir to sing each on Easter Sunday. In preparation, we will have a 30-minute choir practice immediately after service every Sunday through Palm Sunday. Parents, we need your help. Please attend service with your children every Sunday so that they can attend choir practice. Pastor is asking all men to cook a dish or two and support our ministers or do something service on March 30th. Please contact Sister Melissa Lee with your contribution. The pastor is asking all young men to serve during lunch as well. For the Lent season, the pastor is asking everyone to give up 1 hour of phone and or tablet time and replace it with the hour of prayer or Bible study reading. The Lent season will begin on Ash Wednesday and ends on Easter Sunday. March is Women's History Month, God's masterpiece created with purpose. Women's Month Bible study each Wednesday night via Google Meet at 7 p.m. And every Sunday, we will gather 8:30 a.m. in person, corporate prayer. Wednesday nights, prayer and Bible study at 7 p.m. via Google Meet. Sunday school from 8:30 to 9 a.m. via Google Meet. We look forward to seeing your child the 2nd through 5th Sunday. And don't forget the Pastor's YLE Challenge. Girl Scout cookie season. Please support our girls, Kennedy, Zoe, and Zion.
One of the announcements that Isabella kind of overlooked because she couldn't pronounce the word was, I think it was the ordination. Was it the ordination? Okay, yeah. Pastor is asking all men to cook a dish or two in support of our minister's ordination service happening on March the 30th, okay? All right, and you can contact or see Sister Melissa Lee after service. Amen. So at this time, we're going to have the benediction by Deaconess Barbara Williams. Okay, amen.
To minds are clear, stand to your feet, please. Father, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for this time together, Lord. We bless your name. We ask you, Lord, to as we depart this place, but not from your presence, Lord, to see us safely to our destinations and cover us through this week, Lord. In Jesus' precious, holy, and righteous name, I pray. Amen.